Thanks for joining me. We're on to a new week. Hopefully it is a better one. Monday there's racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. We had some hellish results at Turfantine, my goodness me, on the Sunday out of the bowels of Hades. And to make things even more infuriating for punters, I see the dividends took forever and a day to update. In fact, this time of the evening, they've just come through moments ago. Anyway, let's move on to the new week and hopefully a better one. Hollywood Bets Greyville on the potty. The first race is the Support Coastal Horse Care Unit over the 6 furlongs. So you've got your Champion Punters Challenge selections. They have to be on by 12:35. And we have the start of the bypot. We've got smallish fields on the day. We've got some very warm favourites that look to take quite a bit of beating. I'm going to be rather brisk on the Monday with the card. The first race sees Ice Kingdom at 2-1. If you go to that Arrivedicchio form line, that does make appeal. 2-1 with www.hollywoodbets.net. Hunter's Arrow is quoted at 3.57-1. Ice Kingdom has had chances. It is start number 11. You have got a first-time horse called Volcanic Lightning, who cost 100 grand. That is at 5.56 from the Peter Musket Yard. But going with the 3, Ice Kingdom, in front of the 6, the 5, and the 2. 3, 6, 5, 2. Race 2, Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, over 1,200 metres. We've got 4 maiden plates to come, maiden plates in various forms. The second race, you can take out Look Back. Put a line through number 8 on the card, Look Back. Mac Hardy is quoted at even money. Robert Carty will have the ride for Andre Nell. In fact, he had a winner for the stable on the Sunday, and he could have a double and follow up on the Monday. This one, first time out, was second, ran fairly well. I say eased in the betting on that occasion, 33-10 to 8-1. Moon Harvest has Richard Faree aboard for Doug Campbell. That's the rival in the betting at 2.86-1, and then Path to Freedom. For me, I'm fairly strong, certainly on Mac Hardy in the second race. As I say, a number of these races, on the face of it, look to go form, but we saw what happened over the weekend in many a centre, so let's just hope that is the case. The third race, www.galloptv.co.za, maiden handicap, is run over 6 furlong. It's off at 13.50. This will be the first leg of the pick 6. The betting year reads Stealth Attack at 3.03, a joint favourite of number 7, Honey Land, at 3.03. Miss Dora was placed last time out. That is quoted at a price of 4-1. Interesting runner here, many chances. We know this horse is versatile, can run over the 6 furlong, can run over the 1700. The horse is Whispering Green, who is having start number 19. But as I say, the weight there, 51.5, that must have a shout. I'm going with the 1, Whispering Green, to finally get it right, from the 3, Stealth Attack, the 7 and the 2, mainly leaning towards the weight there, because I think the opposition is more talented than faced recently. But 1-3-7-2 in race 3. The fourth race is the www.tabgold.co.za maiden plate. It's run over 1,400 metres. Note, this is a qualified maiden. We actually just left the handicap maiden behind us. Now, the fourth race on the card, McCartney, and Tony Riverland only sends out 1 runner, is quoted at 0.87. It is the second run after the rest. Great respect for the Tony Riverland yard. If I was just having one bet on the Monday, that would be it. Number 3, McCartney, in race number 4. By the way, Double Silver is the market rival at 2.27. It's not an exact science, that we know. It doesn't always work. But there have been 28 runners from the last 3 runs. There haven't been any winners. Nothing successful in returning to the number 1 box from those 28 runners. So McCartney 0.87, Double Silver 2.27. They've got it priced up as a boat race. They are betting 8-1 and better bar 2. Race 5, the Soccer Any 13, merit rated 64 handicap, has run over 1,400 metres. The fifth race on the programme, our Hollywood Bets have the betting reading as follows. This Ostiano won the maiden and then came out and won again, and that was rather a good victory by a half a length, beating Fiery Duke, Diani, I think it may be. So the price there is 1.74, opened at 1.82, Went to 2-1, is now 1.74. Last time out, we went for General Hancock. Had one horse to beat. That was the Hollywood Bets syndicate-owned White Cedar. The two of them were clear top of the straight, but it was White Cedar who prevailed, and prevailed well by 3.25. But General Hancock did run second. I see Exceed Expectations as one from one. The course and distance, that is at 10-1. I'm going with the 7, giving that another chance. General Hancock with Keegan DeMello. From the 2, Diani, then the 4 and the 6. 7-2-4-6. Race number 6, following the Box Seat podcast over the 1400. The betting on the 6th race, that reads as follows. Yeah, we got Fiery Duke at 5-2. Joshua Hotsnake has the services of Richard Faree at 4-1. High Velocity is at 4.56. I do like that jockey booking of Richard Faree for Wendy Whitehead. So it's the 2. Joshua Hotsnake from the 3. Quest for the Best. We know the story there. It's been 504 days. Costly for punters to follow is Quest for the Best. Then the 4 and the 8. 2, 3, 4, 8 in race 6. The 7th race is the Greyville Convention Centre over 1200, race 7. And in the 7th race, you've got the horse Beechamwood Boy, who I'm going to go for each way and hopefully to make up some of the damage suffered over the weekend. Beechamwood Boy is also from the Wendy Whitehead yard. Calvin Abib has the ride. This horse has been rested, gelded as well. Dropping, certainly in the merit rating, is Beechamwood Boy. And that is going to be my selection. The 7 from the 6, the 8 and 2, metallic gold, certainly holding form. But Beechamwood Boy shall be in race 7. Race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future, merit rated 74 handicap over 6 furlongs, concludes the meeting at 16.45. The one that stood out for me was Winter Journey. Muzi Yerny has the ride. In fact, Muzi's been aboard this horse on 7 occasions, resulting in 1 first, 4 seconds, and 2 thirds. Is at 3.03. Penultimate run, Royal Kitty came out and won from that form line. So we're going to end it off with 3, Winter Journey, from 2, Retail Therapy. Then the 6 on the card is Corner Crusade. I see Gary Rich only has the one runner for the day. Does ignite a little bit of interest there. And then the 8, who is Princess T. 3, 2, 6, 8. Hollywood Bets Greyville, that's the Monday. Let's hope it's a good week, as I was saying at the outset. Hit them hard, sunshines. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.